You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM. Hey guys, I'm Sean. Welcome back to Third Rail. Today, I'm in mourning. Today, I'm sad. Today is the last Third Rail of the semester. Hate when this happens. Hate when this happens.
Awful.
Oh, I'm crying. Rachel and Europa are here with me, but we're so excited. It's been a good semester. We've had a lot of fun. I'm feeling good. Today, we have Old Knife first, and then at 5 o'clock, we have Be My Friend. So we're going to play a little PSA for you. Do that, and then we'll play some local music, and then we'll get to the bands. Thanks for being here.
Stressed? Need to talk? Call Health Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Health Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone. Won't you please, please help me?
All right, here is Old Knife.
There's a humming in the restless summer air, and we're slipping off the course that we prepared. But in all chaos there is calculation, dropping glasses just to hear them break. You've been drinking like the world was gonna end. Took a shiner from the fist of your best friend. It's clear that someone's gotta go. We mean it, but I promise we're not mean. And the cry goes out, for us and how it plays out.
Oh. I'll take that into consideration next time.
Alright, we are rolling. I hope you guys are ready to.
Alright. Okay. First one. B minor. B to A, basically back and forth.
Your wrist on Instagram and let the world know we're lost another sacrificial lamb. Where everybody already has a fam. Celebrity culture stamped your ass, you're lonely. Social suicide. Social suicide. Get your likes and subscribe. And I'm
to Maddie Franca, who is feeling the flu right now.
Of my own play. So I still pretend.
broken mirror. I'm not a man, I'm just this little broken child. I'm not a kaleidoscope, I am a broken system. I have no checks and balance to keep me inside. I am the vertebrae of our own over here. There's a party over there. We're caught in the middle, splitting crosshairs. So come on and bring it. We're atoms apart. Nuclear bomb. Start. Remember when we lost our minds. Lie down. rice, pull the rice, pack it up and make it nice. You wanna be obscene, we're gonna get a clean. Pull the rice, pull the rice. Apologize, let's stop making nice. We're gonna cut the scene, we're gonna get a beat. Satellites in your eyes, kick your sick as me. Gonna have a G for '76, no king. 1886, no kings. 1996, no kings. '06, no kings. 2016. No kings. '26. Come on, America. Say it with us. No kings.
much. Not yet. We got a couple more for you. That's a lot of screaming. We have something to scream about because the Terps are about to take their finals. And they're studying their little Terps off. And we're excited for them to all do well and always know that if they need, there's help on some other side. They're not alone in their stress, and they are not alone in their futures. To Wilfredo Morales for stepping in on the bass last second for a broadcast radio performance by Old Knife. What a champ. The DMV music scene is blessed in many, many ways, and this man is one of those very important ways. We're going to do one more for you, if that's all right, in the booth. Does that work for y'all? Let's do, mediocre, because there's nothing mediocre here. Ready?
Stand up and fight for what you think you believe in, despite what's right and history's lesson. Oh, this isn't a song for mediocrity. This is a note to the end of our democracy. Oh.
where you go. You're gonna take it all down your throat. And now, at the end of our democracy, we find ourselves neck deep in fascist wearing goats and goats. This isn't a song for mediocrity. This is the road to the end of our democracy. Rock. And now you want it all. Where you go? You're gonna take it down, down your throats. One.
Thank you, World Knife.
Awesome. It's a wonderful thing to learn to be able to stand up and yell bullshit, because so much is being slurred and nobody is talking about the primacy of experience and the dignity of the individual. The dignity of the individual. We went a long way with this in America before we. And it wasn't only betrayed by the clowns in Washington, it's also betrayed by anybody who clustered themselves around the feet of some self-proclaimed napalm. Because the fact of the matter is, nobody knows what's saving your soul.
All right, we're back in the studio with Old Knife. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Really good. Can you guys go around and introduce yourselves? Tell us a little bit how you guys came together as a group.
Sure. I'm Vijay. I'm the guitarist and singer.
I'm Wilfredo Nelson Morales, a local musician and friend of the band, kind of just sitting in with like 2 hours, 3 hours notice.
Vijay Amicano.
Yeah.
Ella Galogli, and play the drums.
Yes.
And we're missing Maddie Franco. Our shout out to Maddie Franco, our bassist, who came down last minute with the big F word, the flu, and is not feeling great. That's an F you definitely don't want to get these days. So we send our love to her because she's getting better and on the mend, but she misses it and wishes she was here with you guys today and us. But Wilfredo is a incredible musician from the area that I've known for a little while from the scene, and and plays with bands like Swing-a-Majig and Del Arcos and and on and on and on. Go ahead, you say.
So my check. I played in the area, grew up in Arlington largely, born on the mountaintop in Bolivia, but I grew up in this area, and loved the local community. Played with, as Vijay mentioned, Swing-a-Majig on DSI Records, like an 80s punk, local punk label, as well as the Del Arcos on Discord Records. So you just kind of find them and, bug and inquire about the records. And it's my pleasure to be joining y'all. So thank you for the platform.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, I've been thinking about this all day. This is my well-researched question, okay? How old is the knife? I have genuinely been dying to know. I've been thinking about it all day.
I'm going to say, at our ages and divide by three. I mean, I guess the
average.
The old is definitely related to at least me, and then the knife is Ella and Maddie, typically.
Okay.
They have a keen edge. They have a keen edge.
Very keen edge.
Gotcha. So gotcha.
We're dipping back a few, few decades.
Okay.
that old knife you find in the drawer still cuts.
Mm.
A little bit more on that. What's the actual info behind the name Old Knife?
Literally, it was like one of these things. Like, you can't find a band name anymore. Like, good luck going. You get a good band name that comes in your mind. You're like, that's a great band name. And then next thing you know, there's 10 bands with it. Yeah. And it was like one of these things where like the songs started coming together and we were like, okay, I guess we're getting ready to start playing. We got to have something. And it was like that fight, that climb up the hill. And literally I was just like, let's just call it Old because I'm old. And and Knife came up out of somewhere. And then we were like, all right, whatever, Old Knife. I don't see anything out there. Let's do cut print. So, yeah.
What's something that you guys really like to channel into your live performances that you say you wouldn't really do in a rehearsal or when you're just creating songs?
That's a really good question. I mean, I guess I'm all over the stage when I'm playing, very much chewing scenery, but like just feeling the music. And I definitely still do that in rehearsal, but...
He does. Rehearsals are intense. It's like, on the drums, climbing over stuff, boards flying everywhere.
But then I'm like holding back a little bit, I guess, just to make sure that I know. Maybe sometimes I don't. I don't know.
I don't want to step on your toes here, but there's not much difference between our rehearsals and live shows. Like, we just really get into it. So I don't know. Yeah. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
From an outside perspective, having seen you guys play at least twice that I'm aware of and can recall, it's definitely animated, and your regular bassist also gets down and grooves and is moving to the music. So it's an interactive thing, mm-hmm. like group dance or what's that, synchronized swimming kind of thing.
There you go. That's a good way of putting it. I guess, Maddie, she's very much, she literally will be like in the middle of our like rehearsals, like yawning and just sitting down. I'm like jumping off walls and she's just like, and just killing it on the bass, just sitting in the pocket and just rocking. She's just so cool. She's a cool She's cool. Yeah. So that's maybe, but then when she gets on the stage, she has to put it on a little bit more. Yeah.
What would you say your songwriting process is like? Like, do you usually start with lyrics or music or?
It really varies. So Ella came into the band about a year ago. We started with a prior drummer. And for some of those early songs, like some of those songs were things that I had written in the past and brought like to this kind of act to kind of realize it and just like, hey, let's go with this. And then some of it's just like literally we'll just kind of come out in a rehearsal and just practice just messing around. And it's like, oh, that's a cool sound. Let's grow that out. Lyrics are really random and very much evolving all the time. It's like whatever really is kind of in the mind when we're writing it and when we're playing it, it's sort of what's on my mind, and I'll just kind of stream of conscious what's coming out and what I'm feeling and thinking at that moment. And then we play it and then sort of refine from there. And sometimes like I'll look back and listen to, you know, previous shows and be like, oh, did I just say that? That's kind of fun. What is that? And that will take me into another location and then I'll kind of ink that in. We often perform with ASL interpreters at our live sets, and that has made me kind of write down the lyrics because I have to hand those off to those teams so they know. And then that's a fun process because then they'll come back and say, hey, when you, in this one part of this one song, you say this phrase, what do you mean by that? And they're not asking for like a deep philosophical sort of thing. They're just like, what is the allegory that you're referring to? What is the, you know, like, just so I can parse out the verbiage of how I'm supposed to interpret it, which is really cool. And it helps me be less like wishy-washy improvisatory, which is fun lyrically. But then it also, I think, is important to like lock in what you're doing because there's a poetry to it, to the rhythm, to the syllables, to the choices, to the pictures you're painting with the words that go with the music. So I think like that has been helpful for me to like lock that stuff in and get a sense of like, all right, because we still progress and I'm still rewriting. I mean, one of our oldest songs where I scream help in the middle or at the end of it to kind of throw off the end. We just started recently saying, like, you know, you can always ask for someone to help. And that just came out of, like, anywhere. Like, just recently that started happening. So we're still kind of evolving lyrics as they go for the most part.
The subject matter you speak about in a couple of your songs is really real world issues. Why do you choose to be so, I mean, leave no barrier and really touch on it? Because I know some people absolutely refrain from it. They just keep it personal, mm-hmm. But why do you, I guess, kind of sing more for the general?
Yeah, it's therapy, and it's very much therapy out loud. I'm a music therapist by trade and profession, so, like, I don't really get to, you know, like, say what I'm thinking half the time. I'm always sort of taking in stuff, and then for therapy, you know, it's like that only gets to certain, you know, certain place. And we're all processing so much all the time now, and it seems to be at a crescendo without any endo. And, the idea of like like processing the latest psychotic news that's coming out, and you know, like that, or feelings, intense experiences as a lived human being, like, you know, like I'm not going to hold back on that in some ways, that because this is our music. This is that therapy, that way of letting it out. And I always talk about feeling like very naked, vulnerable with this act because it's just like letting it out there for people to see.
Mm-hmm. When you say like you find yourself sort of like in a songwriting rut, like you're kind of stuck with your lyrics or just your music in general, how do you seek yourself out of that?
What about you guys?
Like, when you're stuck on lyrics?
Yeah, like, you just can't really find out, like, how to get...
I read more. Mm. Like, yeah. I just pick up a random book. I like to read a lot of fiction. It just kind of, like, breaks things up and gives me other ideas. And I haven't tried it yet, but I read recently somebody does, like... Was it David Bowie? Like, used to cut...
Yeah.
Cut, segments out of magazines and articles and just throw them together and see, because it'll... you know, it could be nothing. It'll inspire something at least. That kind of thing. So I'm excited to try that. But I've been in a rut lately myself. So.
And it should be noted that Ella is a front person, singer-songwriter for an awesome band called Lud Rose, L-U-D-R-O-E-S.
Lud Rose.
Which is killer. And so she has incredible lyrics and cool songwriting chops for that stuff, too. So, yeah.
I would say sometimes I get wrapped up in the sing-songy nature. I set out to write a poem, and I'm going to write a poem. But more and more, I've been enjoying mouthfeel and words and not concerned with rhyming. That can really, we can put up barriers for ourselves and fall into formats and think that we have to fulfill the 8-bar or 4-bar or whatever kind of, you know, like a thing that's been done before. But if you're not trying to rhyme, it can be quite freeing, and then exploring how that feels to say and sing out loud. Yeah, that's cool. It's worked for me.
Kind of going off the whole reading method, are you guys inspired by a lot of other kind of mediums of art? Are you big visual art or movie people?
Yes. movies, books, you know, drawings, paintings. I don't know. There's, like, anything can strike you. But, yeah, I find, like, I like reading for inspiration. But I've also been inspired by some cool, like, dark films and, you know, I don't know, I'm just going to look for it anywhere.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I know, like, like, it's really hard not to reflect your environment or to kind of put out what you've been consumed as a viewer or a consumer of entertainment and info. So certainly, like, I think it's, like, inherent to this process. I'm really like a nerd for technical stuff though, and it's mostly training. And I read a lot of like reference stuff and just constantly like nerd out on technical music theory or exercises. But the historical documentaries and also art appreciation, comparative art, comparative mythology, and you know like social stuff like psychology and also philosophy. As an armchair, you know, amateur like a nerd. What are your sources for your art? Do you enjoy visual media?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I help curate like gallery spaces, and you know, I'm obsessed with movies. I've realized kind of recently that I'm constantly referencing like movies or like lines from movies or lyrics or something, and like. People, it's just going over so many people's heads, and I'm like, oh, I guess like you said, I'm a nerd, but I'm not. It's not a nerd. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like you know, all caps nerd. Like yeah. In your face nerd. Like yeah,
like a Kent Jennings, like yes. A little bit of knowing everything.
Right,
you know?
But I like a, yeah, like a raconteur. But like, I think like the yeah, like whatever is like strikes me, like you know, like avant-garde writing, avant-garde film, avant-garde music, you know, beat poets, that sort of stuff from back in the day, you know, modern stuff. Like it's whatever is like really emotionally evocative sticks with me and like leaves sort of an impression, a burnt image, you know, that then I think like my subconscious will. Like sort of regurgitate, you know, in the process of songwriting and performing and just letting it out, just being a part of, you know, sort of like a channel for whatever needs to come out.
For sure. What's next for you guys? What any projects you're working on? Anything you want to venture into?
Sure. We're Old Knife. We're putting out our debut EP. It's like 4 songs. We recorded at Inner Ear Studios with Don Zantara from Discord Records World. That was exciting to do. That was actually not, Ella did not play drums on that. That was a buddy of mine, Devin Ocampo, who's in bands check out Farrakhet, Medication, Smart Went Crazy. He's an incredible guitarist and drummer as well. So he stepped in on drums for that side of it because we were without a drummer, but we were with a contract to record, so he was kind enough to step in and do that. So we're just finishing those up and we'll be putting that out there, and then we've been writing like crazy. We have a full length album in our pockets that once we kind of get this out and earn enough money to record that one, we will go in and do that. We have a show on December 18th at the Pie Shop with Nyan and Roscoe Tripp. And then January 10th, we're playing a benefit show at St. Stephen's Church for Transition House. That's going to be with the Mesthetics and Petrichor and Don Zantara, the Don Z scheme.
What a lineup.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty killer. Yeah. And then that's going to be really cool. I've been trying to sort of curate that show for a while, and we're going to have some cool local and national organizations tabling it. Transition House is an amazing Maryland-based nonprofit that provides housing, temporary housing, wraparound services, mental health services for people 18 and up who are in between and need extra help. So they do that in Maryland and D.C. and are starting to venture into Northern Virginia. So it's trying to help them out a little bit. And Positive Force has been around for 40 years doing really good work in the DMV. So we're excited to be a part of that legacy.
All right. Lastly, where can everyone find you guys?
We took our music off of Spotify recently, which is, as a little new band, like, not necessarily the greatest business decision, we realize, but we like you were saying, we sing a lot about what's going on, and we're not quiet about it, and this is one of those things where, like, yeah, we could take all of our music off of all the streaming services, because you can follow trails of receipts back to all kinds of dastardly deeds and terrible, you know, sort of stuff, but... Spotify is—it's wild when you look at as a nobody band that doesn't get a lot of streams to begin with. When you look at the analytics, you're like, "Wow, we'll never see literally a penny from this for all the work we put into it and all the care." Like, there's with all of them, but Spotify's really bad. And then you realize the money that they are making, they're putting it towards terrible things. So we didn't want to have that stench on us. So, but you can find us in Bandcamp. You can find us on some of the other streamers. Come to some of our shows. They're typically all ages. The ones I mentioned earlier are all ages. So please come out and say hello. And you can buy stuff from us there. And always feel free to record our live sets. You're always welcome to them.
And Billy Nelson Morales, musician here, jumped in short notice. If you need help with your project, recorded over 100 bands, guitar, bass, drums, production, and I'm a nerd of the stage. Reach out, Billy Nelson Morales, on that Instagram.
And be sure to check out DSI Records for Swingamajig's latest EP.
We're on the second pressing, awesome. Get some. And discordrecords.com for the DeLarcos. On vinyl or CD or at your local record shop.
And then also, if you want to hear more, I have a podcast that I highlight local musicians. I have it's called Live from the Avant Garden. I have a community garden plot, and I built a little riser stage on there. And I invite amazing musicians out. They perform acoustic, usually unplugged sets, and I interview them. Wilfredo and Swingamajig has been on that my podcast Live from the Avant Garden. So you can always hear, we're always talking about what's coming up for Old Knife and others on that. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. So much fun. That was Old Knife. We're going to play a little bit more local music, and then at the top of the hour, we'll have Be My Friend.
my soul becomes alive. Blue eyes, he met me, and our hearts became intertwined. Blue eyes make me feel like I'm loved in this life without trying. Blue eyes came along, and suddenly it was making sense. Now I finished all my chapters, so now blue eyes can begin. Blue eyes holds my hand like it'll hold it till the end and over again. It always comes when you're not looking. You turn your head and there he is. I never thought it was true till I took the chance to see there were blue eyes already looking at me. Blue eyes shook me up and he flipped me upside down. I was floating in my mind, but now my feet have touched the ground. I was always searching, but blue eyes could not be found. I know turn your head, there he is. I never thought it was true till I took the chance to see there were blue eyes already looking at me. chase. Love people for who